The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachan Daf Tzadik Ches. We have the Gemara on Amid Beis of the previous Daf Tzadik Zayin, where the Gemara asks, really as a hemshich, of all the sugyas that we just learned about the blias of the chatas of karbonos in the Kalim, where there's the Dinamriku Shtifa, the Kibbutz Begodim. And the Gemara is talking about also that the Chatos, Bosor Chatos, which is Boilea, from Bosor, which is Nifsal Me'achil, let's say Bosor, which is Pigul, or Bosor, which is otherwise Tomei, or Psule HaMikdashim, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat Psule HaMikdashim, has to be burnt. Pigul is the Chi of Koris. If it's Nivla in the Bosor, which should be eaten, so obviously you can't eat it. It's like having a piece of meat that's boilea tam b'basa b'cholav. You're also not allowed to eat that. Except that over here the Gemara says that yovo yaseh achilas kochim v'yidche v'loisa say of achilas psul. So the Gemara answers l'chore technical teretz. The Gemara says ein aseh shem amigdosh doiche loisa say. That means that the regular rules of aseh doiche loisa say, where an aseh has kedim of aloisaseh and aseh is doichid aloisaseh, that does not apply legabe beis hamikdash. And that's a good question, exactly why. What is it? What is this klal of aseh shem hamikdash? But that's the klal. As I state in the Gemara, and aseh shem hamikdash does not have the din of aseh doich aloisaseh. The Achronim ask a kash over here on Rishonim, the Ritva, the Rajba, Taisvis, all bring an approach in Erevin Daf Kuf to aseh doich aloisaseh, where they say that the fact that you could be magdim and aseh to be derech alois aseh, the classic case of klein betzitzis, where you make tzitzis, the beggar is made out of wool, and the tzitzis are made out of pishton, the aloch is yove aseh de levishas tzitzis, v'yitch alois aseh de levishas klein, and many other cases in Shas, notably in the beginning of Yevamos, where the sugis are discussed extensively. And one of the cases that comes up is a case that we had some dafim ago, that there's a din of what happens if dam chatos becomes ma'uruv with dam shlomim. As we know already by now, dam shlomim is matnoi shtayim shein arba, but only two matonis will put on the mizbeach. Dam chatos, four zrikos will put on the mizbeach, with matan dalet kronos. And the halach is, the Gemara has a machlek sibishun and belaza, whether it's baltoisiv. And if you hold that this Baal Tosif, you can't be mazi, you can't spritz the dam of the dam chatos, dam shlom, uruv together, because it's Baal Tosif, you're spritzing four in order to be yaitz of the din of chatos instead of two to be yaitz of the din of shlom. This is Baal Tosif. And the Rishonim, it's out of context a bit over there, is one of the sugis of Baal Tosif in Shas, that's where it comes in. And Erevin Daf Kuf, the Gemara wants to know, why not the Rishonim ask the Kasha, why not say Yovei Aseh of the dam that's tones zrika, the dam chatos, which is tones zrika, v'yidcha loisa say of Baal Tosif. Similar type of question. Why don't we say, I say, the chaloisa say, and the Rishonim answer over there, that since the blood was mixed together bipshia, meaning say, there's nothing inherently about the dam chatos and dam shlomim, there's nothing inherently that's mechayiv there to be a clash between the kim aseh and loisa say. It just happens to be they were mixed together. Since it was begormas odom, it's bepshia the lashon rishon. Bepshia doesn't mean it has to be necessarily your fault. What happens if it totally wasn't your fault? It was anointed garment that was mixed together. That's not the point. The point is not fault. The point is that it doesn't have to be that way. You created it. It's a man-made situation. It's your problem. Similarly, you can't be even allowed to say where the situation is that way. Batsim. So then you could be derech and say climate. It's that's the tzura of that levisha. It's not a matter of fault. Mashenger over there, the dam was mixed together. Over there, you don't have the out of Yove Aseh V'yitche Lois Aseh. No, Fregen G'doy Le'achroinim, the L'choyro and our Gemara, Shtei Nishtazoy. Our Gemara says that theoretically, literally the fact that there's no Aseh Dech Lois Aseh V'amikdosh, there would be Tchi, even though the Bosa that was Balea from the Psula Amikdoshim, is also only B'mikra. Doesn't have to be that way. It's not bad in that way. It's a man-made problem where the Aseh and Lois Aseh don't see eye to eye. There's an Aruch Lener in Rosh Hashanah Chof Chesam and Aleph that discusses something very fundamental that opens up a lot of depth legabe Aseh Dech Elois Aseh, and it's worth delving into the Aruch Lener and a related Aruch Sameach. that discuss different ideas that are important for us over here. The Achlaner says that the regular case of Aseidah Halosia, let's take two examples. We mentioned Klein Betzitzis. What about the Sugya and Ksuvas Daf Mem, where it talks about a woman who's Osur to he's a Kohen, and the Halacha is that by an Anusa, where he was born, the Halacha is he has a mitzvah save Halosia Leish. He has to marry. He has to marry her, Yovei Aseh. And the Gemara says over there, what happens if she's not roy to him? What happens if he's a kohen and she's a psul kol? Well, let's say she's a psul kol. So the Gemara has to bring a possible loy b'isha ruya loy lule that would be asay dechalois asay. Why? Look, it's his fault. He created the situation. Says the Aruch Lener that mekuda that the Rishonim mentioned that where you created the situation, there is no asay dechalois asay, is not an unqualified klal. There's a limit to that. He says the truth of the matter is that it could be Aseh Dechalosia even when it was created, like we say in the case of Anusa. But Anusa, the pshat is, we have to define for ourselves in order to assess the validity, the halakhic validity of him marrying this woman, we have to decide, is she ru'uyalai? Is she not ru'uyalai? On the one hand, she has a mitzvah. Not she has, she's not mechuyev. But in her, he has to marry her. On the other hand, he's not allowed to marry her. In one woman, there's a din that's mechayiv him. By definition, is she ru'uy aloy? Is she ro'i to be married? Should she be married to him? Aseh says yes. The loy says not. Even though you created the person who was ma'anis her, created the situation, but right now that is the situation. Mila b'tzoras. Even if you could say theoretically the person created the tzaraz b'mokim amila, now it's a shayla to cut off the orlo and to cut off the tzaraz, cutting off a nega is allowed. Hisham lecho minega tzaraz. So mameli over there also yove asay v'itchalois asay. Maybe we could say that you created that situation with the two meet up. You have one thing now. Should it be cut off? Should it not be cut off? Yove asay v'itchalois say yes, it should be cut off. Is the woman ru'uy aloy? Is she not ru'uy aloy? Yes, she's ru'uy aloy. Lule the fact is a pasuk that it has to be roy mitzad yichus. The same thing is true with klai mitzitzis. Theoretically, you didn't have to put in that beg and that pishton. But Lamaisa, that is the situation in front of you. This thing right now should be worn. There's a mitzvah say it should be worn. There's a law say that it shouldn't be worn. The mitzvah says doicha, the law says. It says, by dam of zrika, by dam over there, the case where the dam chatos is mixed together with the dam shlomim, the mitzvah say and the mitzvah loisaseh, the loisaseh is not in the dam. The lois say is on the person who's spritzing it, not to do a maisa zrika of matnas dalid with dam shlomo. Is there a mitzvah in the dam? Is there a clash of values? Is there a clash of nasei and a lois say in the dam itself? No. The lois say is not in the dam. The lois say is on his maisa of spritzing the dam. The dam is tone zrika. Of, there's a mitzvah say the dam is ton zrika. There's a loisa say on him if he uses the dam to do something which is beyond the confines of halacha, so then he's even on bal toisiv. It's a din in the dam. It's a din his maisa zrika, how he uses that dam. So over there, the asay and loisa say are not in one thing. It's a meeting up of two things. When do we say that two things meeting up bimikra do not have? There's no problem because Yovei Aseh V'itchalose, only when you didn't create it. Mashiach, when you created it, these two things have nothing to do with each other. It's not one thing where the value of the Aseh outweighs the unvalue, the anti-value of the Lois Aseh. There's a mitzvah that the person has. It meets up with an Aveira that a person has. If that situation was created man-made, over there is no Aseh D'chalose. The Aruch Lener does not explain exactly why don't we say the same thing by Achilas Basal Kotchim. Here he has an assay, here he doesn't have a lois assay. Why don't we say in the Basar itself that, why don't we say that also he has a mitzvah where he's going to eat this thing and he's going to eat something else which is a problem? And over there there should be an assay, then a lois assay. Or is it doime to the dam? Or is it doime to the other case that we just discussed? That is very partial, like we just said. by the dam chatas and dam shlomim, there's no issur inherent in the dam shlomim to be spritzed four times. There's a din on a person if he does something for a maisa mitzvah on something that should be done, that should be nizrak. A person takes a lulav, and he takes that lulav on Shmini Atzeres. He takes it 8 days. The lulav has a din not to be taken on Shmini Atzeres, or he has a din not to be mekayim a mitzvah on a day when the dairy wasn't mitzvah to be mekayim. It's a din in the lulav, it's a din in the dam that it shouldn't be nizrak like a different carbon. It's a din in that he shouldn't do a maisa which mimics a maisa mitzvah without there being a mitzvah. That's Baal Tosef. The basar itself is basar that has a din. Its ton achila has a mitzvah to be eaten. It has a loisa say to be eaten. It's an issur in the cheftza. It's an issur in the object itself. In the object itself, we're talking about defining it. Is it a chaticha de isura or it's a chaticha de mitzvah? Over there, the yove asay v'yitcha loisa say, despite the fact that the taruvis, the blia, was created man-made. Now, let's parallel this svara of the Aruch Lener, which is an important idea. Aseh Dechaloseh is not an open ticket that whenever two cars meet up, one is called Aseh, one is called Loseh. Aseh has green, Aseh has the right of way. Now the pshat is that when there's an Aseh and a Loseh together, it's not an Averu B'mokim that's defined as a mitzvah. It has to be defined. Either it's one object that has a mitzvah and an averu. So there, the mitzvah defines the object more than the averu. That's one way of saying aseh dechaloseh. Or where it's not in the object itself, it's legabe the responsibilities, priorities of a person. On the one hand, he shouldn't do a certain maaseh because it will bring him to an averu. On the other hand, he has to do that maaseh because of an aseh. Over there, his responsibility will be mechayiv to go ahead with the aseh and be dechaloseh, but only if that situation wasn't created. It wasn't a creation of his own doing. If it is, then he's not allowed to use the aseh in order to be dechad aloseh. Let's open up an osameach and peg vov behilchus chametz, a famous piece where the Rambam over there in Hilchus Chametz paskins that any matzah that has in it navera ain yoytzin yidei chayvosoi. That means matzah that's made out of tevel. It's made out of anything that eating that would be an averu. The halacha is you can't use that for matzah. There's a famous kasha in Meshavasai in Simit Tzadik Vov. What would be if the only wheat that's available would be chodosh? The new crop only becomes mutter the next day, on the first day of the oimer, the day of the havoah's korban oimer. On the first night of Pesach, the tvua that's from that year is chodosh. Let's say all there is matzah of chodosh. Why do you say that anything that has an aveiro in yotzvei dechev osoi, if it would be matzah of chodosh, yove asei de matzah v'yidcha lois asei de chodosh? Says the Shagasari, he argues, Pashtus, he argues with the Rambam, he says, no, over there would be asei dechev lois asei. Now, it happens to be the Yerushalmi does ask this kasha. We'll get back to that in a few minutes. The Osamech says a klal. He says a sweeping klal. He says, we don't find b'chol ha-Torah kula, even though the Gemara in many places ask kashas based on the precept of Aseh Dechaloseh, we don't find l'gabim ha-chol ha-suris. He says, why? He says, when you have in front of you a chaticha di-surah, the Torah said, this thing is bilti ro'ui to use for a mitzvah. It's a tovah mesuav b'l'shoinu. It's a chaticha of isur. So the Torah, you have a machayiv of a mitzvah, there's some mitzvah you can be mekayim with it, so that makes it to something that should be eaten. It's bechetza by definition, something that should be eaten. A person makes a shvua not to eat, there's nothing wrong with the bread, and it's a gavra. There's something wrong with him, he's violating his shvua by eating bread. Mashenkin, with some issur in the bread itself, by eating that bread, it's a chaticha de isura. What, it turned into a chaticha de teira, into a chaticha de mitzvah, because you have some type of imperative? It says the mitzvah that the person has of the matzah will not undefine it, the bread of Kodosh, as not being a techaticha de isura. We don't find b'chol ha-Torah kula any place in Shas Bavli where there's a discussion of aseh derech ha-loseh legabe macholos asuras. Frek to osameh, what's with zvachim dav tzadik zayin amabez our gemara, where it says that you'd eat theoretically, lulav, the fact that in aseh shem amigdash doicha, you would eat the basar kotchen that's balua with basar of psuli amigdashim. Zok there, that over there, the basar that's balua, the chati,
Ticha Kishala Atzmai in the Basar Kachim is Dava Mutter. There happens to be a taste of Isser that's Ma'uruv. It's not that the Basar Kachim, which is Roy, in itself is a Chaticha de Isura. There's a Chaticha de Hetero, which is mixed together with Tam of Isser. The fact that you're going to have to do a Maisa of eating Isser while you're eating that chaticha de mitzvah, that's asay de chalosa say. It's only when the thing itself, which is osur, can become a chaticha de mitzvah. But the basar itself is mutter. It's balua with taste of isur. And by the way, this is a chiddush. Because in machalos hasuris, there are many rayas. Then in machalos hasuris, what happens is, when something is balua with isur, the pshat is that the whole thing becomes redefined. For instance, Rashi holds that if tam keker deraisu, we discussed the concept of tam keker, you have a piece of meat which is you have a piece of kugel which becomes balu with the tam of basar v'cholov. It's not the pshat that Rashi holds. Rashi doesn't hold that what's osur is eating the tam. The whole thing becomes saturated with taste of basar v'cholov. Then eating a kezayis of that kugel is also called eating a kezayis of isser. The kugel itself is nepach because of the tam shavoy into isser. For some reason, Ramei Simcha didn't go with that concept. Either he was going with Rishonim that don't hold of it, they don't hold of nepach het l'isser, or he felt that legabi basar kachim is different. But in any case, he says that over here it's cool that the basar itself is heter. You're doing a ma'aseh v'isser while you're eating the chaticha d'heteru, but not that it is a cheftza d'isser. So here we see the same idea where you can't have an unqualified. I have an aseh, I have a l'isser. My aseh, my imperative of an aseh is doicha my isser. Otherwise, I say the pshat is it has to be defined in the thing itself. We have to redefine that thing as not being a chatira disur. It has to be a chatira deyatera because of the mitzvah. I might add, Ramei Simcha points out, Yerushalmi in Kiddushin asked the question, Lagabe Chodosh, Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, they came in Yud Nisan, under the leadership of Yeshua ben Nun. The only thing they were able to use for matzah was Chodosh. They use the new produce. The Yerushalmi asks the Kasha. Because the Gemara discusses that should be a problem. What was the Eitzah? Did they bring in from the Tvua that was in the Midbar? Yerushalmi said, well, what's the problem? Yove Asay the Matzav Yitkalayse. Yerushalmi has to answer what it answers. A whole discussion unto itself. Legabi the Teretz of Yerushalmi. Says Ramei Simcha, it's not my hypothesis. Says Ramei Simcha, Gevaldi Gezach. He says, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi argue whether Chodosh is considered an Isser in the thing itself. Since the Yerushalmi's hypothesis is that Chodosh, since it's something that becomes Mutter tomorrow, Klayim, Orlo, Bas, Mechalim, all these things are Isura Ichefza. The thing itself is Mesuav, is Nidchil Efnei Hashem. The same bread that tomorrow, well, not bread, because we don't want to have bread on the second day of Pesach, but let's say you bake matzah from Chodosh. That matzah would not be mutter. It becomes mutter automatically tomorrow. Doesn't that say there's nothing wrong with the thing itself? The Yerushalmi understands the pshat is that you have a din not to eat that thing, but not that the thing itself is machol sasuris. So Yerushalmi has a right to propose a seder halase. They're both responsibilities on the person. He has a iser to eat, but he has a mitzvah to eat matzah. Yoveh sevit halase. The Bavli, and that's why the Rambam paskins that way, holds that Chodesh, for right now, it's an Issa Chefza. The Torah is Matur, it's the next week, it won't be an Issa Chefza. Points out, Lamarshal, the Bavli, in the beginning of the second paragraph of Psalkim, asks like other Machol Sasuris, Chodesh should have an Issa Hano. I think Gemara has to bring a Pasuk. The Yerushalmi asks the Kasha, Yerushalmi says, what? Yerushalmi, beginning of the second paragraph of Psalkim, says, that's only by Machol Sasuris, where it's a Chaticha Disura. Chodesh not a Chaticha Disura. To Ramei Simcha's interpretation of Yerushalmi over there, Yerushalmi l'shitosai. Another point that's important to point out is legabe yibum. Yibum, the Gemara says that where the woman is not royal, the Moshal a Koyin whose brother died, and she's nefels the fun of the yibum, but she's a grusha. The Gemara says that theoretically he should be able to be miyavim her yovei. I say the yibum yitchalois. I say, oh, I want a lekayin gadol or grusha v'kalutz lekayin etiv. And the Ramei Simcha says, why don't we say that the woman is a chaticha di sura? So the teretz is similar to what we said before legabe mitzvah v'loisi eliyisha. that in Yibum, the shaila is this woman nefelis? The shaila, they're both shailas in definition. The shaila is her yichus. Is she roi to him? Is she not roi to him? Vasei will redefine that she's roi to him, and it'll do away with the loisasei. For instance, the marshal, let's say he would have a mitzvah which is not related to defining the woman for what she is. We'll give an example. Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Choyrin, where he has a problem. The Gemara says that he can't get married because he can't marry a Bas Choyrin, this is Chatzi Eved. He can't marry a Shivcha because it's a Chatzi Yehudi. The Gemara says you have to be Meshachar him. And Tosfos is asked in a few places in Shas, Bava Basra and Gittin, Bava Kama, why don't we say that Yove Asay the Puruvu, the Yidcha Loisa say the Evid, the Shivcha? And the answer is, Rav Meir Simcha says, Tos doesn't answer this. Kind of, he doesn't hold of it. Bava Rabbanan with the Shita and the Rambam, it fits the way Rav Meir Simcha says, that the Pshat is that Asay the Loisa, when we're talking about Isure Bia, is only when you can redefine that thing itself. Mashiach over here, the woman is a chatecha di sura, and you have a mitzvah pruvu. That's the pruvu is not a mitzvah in the woman. Pruvu is your responsibility to bring children into the world. What does that have to do with redefining the woman? Elamai, you want to be born a woman who's a sura. A chatecha di sura doesn't turn into a chatecha de teira. So Rav Meir Simcha goes together with this klal to be miyashav that kash of taste. Okay, this is a discussion, wide ranging discussion in different places. But what's important to remember is the klal of Aseh Dechaloysa say not being necessarily every Aseh comes before every Loysa say. But the point of the matter is defining this thing, this act, this chefetz, this object in front of us, is an object, a chaticha, a chefetz of Iser or Heter. Defining the Maisa that's in front of us, is it a Maisa of Iser as opposed to a Maisa of Heter? That's the realm of Aseh Dechaloysa say.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.